This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1476, Why Eating More Broccoli Could Protect Your Brain from Aging, by Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, welcome back to another edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook. Now, we have a bunch of shows covering a bunch of different topics. Check them all out by searching for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. And with that, I'm going to keep this intro nice and short, so let's jump right in and hear how broccoli could protect our brains from aging as we optimize your life. Why Eating More Broccoli Could Protect Your Brain from Aging, by Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. People often ask me, what are the best superfoods for the brain? While we like to think superfood heroes will save the world and us, it's often the unsung heroes that actually make the biggest difference. Sure, those superfoods have been identified as having some unique properties, but on their own, they don't make a significant positive impact. It's time to drag yourself away from the top 10 foods list and ask the fundamental question: which foods will nourish me and keep my brain healthy over the long term? What we're talking about here is inflammation and how to reduce it. Because when your body is in an inflammatory state, you are at an increased risk of disease of the heart, gut, and brain. Fiber is the antidote. As a medical student in the 80s, I was fascinated by the work of Dennis Burkitt, the original Poo Man, who came up with some significant observations during his time working as a Ugandan surgeon. I remember watching a video of the good doctor hardly able to contain his excitement on the discovery of a healthy human poo on the side of a road. It's good to be passionate about one's work. He's probably the person most responsible for reacquainting the medical profession with the lost art of stool gazing and its relevance to health. He noticed how the poos of the local African population were quite different in volume and consistency compared to the average person living in the West. They were much bigger in volume and softer. He also observed a significant difference between the two populations in the levels of obesity and gut disease, including diverticulitis, constipation, colitis, and bowel cancer. The reason for the difference? Our diet. Okay, that's all well and good. But what does this have to do with my brain? Actually, quite a lot. I'll explain. Fiber, or roughage as it's also known, is that indigestible component of certain foods that glides through our intestine, helping to conserve water in the large gut, which helps keep your poo nice and soft. Soluble fiber is fermented by our gut microbes to become a lovely gelatinous sludge, while the insoluble stuff is what travels through our gut, passing out the other end, often as recognizable components of last night's dinner, depending on what you ate, of course. More about the fiber content of different foods in a moment. Back to inflammation, and specifically, the brain. In addition to our neurons, the brain is home to a number of supporting glial cells. One group, called microglia, act as our first-line immune defense soldiers, actively gobbling up dead, damaged, or foreign cells. As we age, these microglia become hyperactive and chronically inflamed. This is thought to be one of the reasons we develop memory problems and cognitive decline as we get older. So what's this got to do with how much fiber we have in our diet? Well, it's because our gut microbes, which love to chow on fiber, produce higher levels of butyrate, a short-chain fatty acid, previously shown in mouse studies to reduce inflammation and improve memory. New research has shown that consuming a high-fiber diet leads to an increase in butyrate levels in mice of all ages, while a low-fiber diet contributes to more inflammation with age. Moreover, the high-fiber diet reduced the level of inflammation in the brain's microglia. In other words, it exerted a neuroprotective effect. To keep our brain healthy as we age, it's time to consume more fiber-rich foods like broccoli, nuts, oats, beans, and other legumes, whole grain breads, rye, barley, rice, and root vegetables. How much fiber do we need? Current recommendations are 34 grams for men, 28 grams for women, but many of us are getting less than half of that. Now be careful not to overdo it. Suddenly consuming a big plate of beans can lead to intestinal gas and bloating. It's best to increase your fiber intake gradually over a few weeks. And don't forget to increase your water intake too. You can achieve this by 1. Adding some bran, oats, and sliced banana to your breakfast cereal. 2. Snacking on an apple or a small handful of nuts. And 3. Including some broccoli and beans at lunchtime in a salad or a whole grain wrap. Now, watch out for baked beans and tomato sauce because these tend to be high in sugar. And 4. If you're having a potato or sweet potato, be sure to eat the skin as well. Now, if you're finding it hard trying to imagine what 25 to 30 grams of fiber looks like, this example will give you an idea. Half a cup of cooked beans and lentils will provide anywhere between 7 to 9 grams or more of dietary fiber. Other examples, one medium apple, banana, pear, or orange will provide anywhere from 4 to 6 grams of dietary fiber, and a half a cup of cooked broccoli provides 2.5 grams. When you add those up, you're pretty close to your 25 to 30 grams for the day. Choosing to eat a high fiber diet will enable you to maintain a healthy population of those gut bacteria whose job is to keep your brain healthy and wise. As Thomas Edison once said, quote, "The doctor of the future will no longer treat the human frame with drugs, but rather will cure and prevent disease with nutrition." You just listened to the post titled, "Why Eating More Broccoli Could Protect Your Brain from Aging," by Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. Now, do you get stressed out when planning a vacation? I've definitely needed some extra help choosing the perfect spot for my next family getaway, and that's why Apple Vacations is so great. They're known as America's favorite vacation company for good reason. Just think of them as your one-stop shop for that next-level summer vacation. Apple Vacations will help you plan your entire getaway with confidence. We're talking personalized service, exceptional values, plus you can choose the most gorgeous destinations like Mexico, the Caribbean, Central America, Hawaii, and the continental US. Each all-inclusive Apple Vacations package includes round-trip airfare, hotel accommodations, meals, drinks, entertainment, and tips. Non-stop transfers are also included at no additional cost at select hotels, so the entire vacation is as seamless as possible. For a limited time, you can use promo code SAND75 and take $75 off your stay at Live Aqua in Cancun or Punta Cana. Just go to applevacations.com/optimal-health-daily to get this steal of a deal to your favorite Live Aqua resort today. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Now, it's been estimated, as Dr. Brock has mentioned, that the average adult in the U.S. consumes half of the daily recommendation, about 10 to 12 grams of dietary fiber each day. We're supposed to get 25 to 38 grams per day. And as a result, this may mean that the health of the gut is suffering. And researchers are starting to think that gut health may translate to brain health. In other words, a healthy gut may make it more likely that we have a healthy brain, especially as we age. Now, if today's topic has motivated you to up your fiber intake, please, again, don't overdo it. Just as today's author, Dr. Brock, has mentioned, if you think you're getting closer to the 10 to 12 grams of fiber each day and not the 28 or 35 grams per day, no need to ramp up your intake dramatically right away. Your body will not be happy. It's kind of like when you're jumping into a new exercise routine. When you're just starting out, you don't want to go for a 3-mile jog. That'll just be super painful. Same thing with fiber intake. Slowly add fiber-rich foods into your diet. In fact, I conducted a study where I had participants increase their fiber intake to over 40 grams per day. Now, I didn't have them reach this goal overnight. I had them very gradually increase their fiber intake through whole foods like beans, lentils, nuts, seeds, fruits, and vegetables over the course of, get this, an entire month. Slow and steady is the goal here. Oh, and if you're wondering about fiber supplements like Metamucil or FiberCon, speak to your doctor first before relying on those to meet your daily fiber goals. All right, that'll do it for the Thursday episode. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back here tomorrow for the Friday Q&A and where your optimal life awaits.